Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And let's take a look at how the week's news is filtering through social media. Femi OK is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, it's Friday. Good to have you back.
Good to be back. Hello, Peter.
Okay, so let's take a minute to note the death of David Koch today. He and his brother are the billionaire philanthropists who've had incredible sway over the years over the Republican Party. Many conservatives see him as a hero. Many liberals revile him, and that dichotomy was apparent on social media today, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Trending on social right now. So some of the words I was looking for, the phrases I was looking for, billionaire David Koch and RIP David Koch. All of those are the trending phrases. I'm looking for admirers versus the critics. I'm finding more critics than admirers. Let me give you a couple of admirers here. Senator Rand Paul, RIP to a man who lived a life of liberty, peace and philanthropy. Great blessings bring great responsibility.
From one libertarian to another,
lived that way. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's the context of that. But what I'm seeing much more of, and I've looked through hundreds and hundreds of comments, this one here from the Cato Institute, Matthew Feeney picks up this quite nicely. He describes it. He describes the gleeful goals taking pleasure in his death. That would be David Koch's death. He said that they should consider the fact that he outdid them all when it came to his commitment to freedom and peace. I would like to share with you some of the critics, but some of them are very difficult to actually repeat on the radio. So I'm going to go to Joe Spudzer. He's a Canadian, so he's got a little bit more distance here. Okay, so he describes the situation that's happening online right now. The right and the left in US politics having very different reactions to the passing of hashtag David Koch. Go look for it yourself, then you can curate what you want to see, what you don't want to see. But safe to say, as far as Google Trends are concerned, they watch what we are all searching. He is the top search right now.
Say what you want about the man's politics, but boy, people are being mean on Twitter over this.
If you know him or if you liked him, if you're family of his, just stay offline for a little while.
Yeah. All right. On to the Amazon fires. They're raging through the rainforest in Brazil. We've been covering that story. We've also noticed the hashtag Pray for the Amazon is trending this week. What are you seeing?
I've been seeing weeks and weeks of concern online about the Amazon rainforest and maybe not getting as much coverage as it deserves. I know Here and Now has done that, as you have said. Matt Haig says a little letter to the media. He says, remember when you had the Notre Dame fire on every front page? It would be nice if you also placed the current unprecedented fires destroying the Amazon rainforest, as not only do people and animals live there, but we also need it to breathe. Online, some really interesting memes and pictures happening. And for me, that gives me hope that the message is getting out there and that it's becoming more public and more tabloid as of the people. So people are doing things like their house and then the house is on fire. And then they're saying, we really need to save Amazon because that's where I get all of my goods. Huh. It's a little facetious, but it really brings the whole point home very quickly for people who may not be following the environmental story.
What about these fake photos or misleading photos that are cropping up online related to these fires?
Oh, Peter, and this happens a lot when we're talking about natural disasters because usually the visuals are extraordinary. And of course, the same goes here for the wildfires in the Amazon. But people are finding pictures that may be old pictures, not from this year, pictures from 30 years ago. Best way to avoid doing that, from best way from retweeting old pictures or making a mistake, is either look for NOAA or look for NASA. The pictures they have will be up to date and relevant, and then you won't embarrass yourself.
Okay. Well, ABC's hit show Dancing with the Stars, yes, we're going to talk about this.
Talking about embarrassing.
Is about to get a lot spicier, pardon the pun there, this week.
Yes.
It was announced that the former White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, will be a cast member for the upcoming season. Here he is on Fox and Friends.
It's the kind of entertainment that I can actually encourage my kids and family to watch.
Right.
It's what we need more of, which is good, wholesome entertainment. And I get way out of my comfort zone and do something that's totally new to me.
So Sean Spicer is very happy about this, but boy, oh boy, others are not.
Oh, goodness me. People who are happy about this, Sean Spicer and perhaps the producers at Dancing with the Stars, people are very unhappy. Oh, lots of people on social. Lady Star Gem says, shame on you, ABC Network. Shame on you, Dancing ABC. Shame on you. Why all the shame? Well, because people are saying online that you shouldn't get to rehabilitate your reputation. If you have a controversial reputation, you shouldn't be able to go on and do the cha-cha and then wipe it all out. So that is the debate. And even the host of the show said that, and he tweeted out that he asked the producers not to go political, let's to make it a family fun competition, and they decided that they weren't going to listen to him.
Shame on you is a favorite refrain on Twitter these days. I have just been noticing. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks so much.
You're so welcome, Peter. Take care.